ஓம் நம சிவாய். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர்க், தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். இன் திஸ் யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் கவாய் ஹிந்து லெக்சர்ஸ். தி டைட்டில்ஸ் ஆர் எனர்ஜி, வில் பவர், எஃபர்ட், பேரண்ட்ஸ், லிசன் டு யுவர் சோல், பிரசன்டட் பை ஸ்ரீ சத்குரு சிவாய சுப்பிரமணிய சுவாமி. தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய்.
Today's Kwayani Nam is September 27th. It's Sunday here. And Vision Kauai, an island-wide vision group, meets. And we're part of it. Vision Kauai 2020 is a little group that formed about a year and a half ago. And first we were meeting every month for a year. And now we're meeting every 2 months. And we're looking into the future of vision for the beautiful island of Kauai for the next 20 years. Shall it be surf and sand? Shall it be sugar cane? Shall it be commerce? Shall it be heartfelt, sustainable society? Well, these are the questions before this group of community leaders and county leaders who see far enough to find out from within themselves, listening to the superconscious mind, what to do for the next generation and the next one coming up. We have prepared a 16-inch by 20-inch poster to share of the Aloha spirit, and one is right now in every schoolroom on the island of Kauai, over 600 schoolrooms. And we have a vision card for everyone, and this is our gift to the community, a vision card, a small card that every resident of the island, over 50,000, can write their vision of how they see this beautiful garden island progressing in the next 20 years. And this all leads up to a wonderful event of an island vision gathering when thousands of people will gather around October 11th and share what they need and what they have and what they want as a collective community of Kauaians. Sri Chandra Babu arrived today from India. He's the vice president of the Vishwa Hindu Parishad in Kerala, and he informed us that he has a beautiful award for Gurudeva of the voice of Hinduism this century, as well as an ancient book of Ayurveda written in Grantha that he wants us to have as a token of esteem from the Vishwa Hindu Parishad in Kerala to us here on Kauai and Hinduism today. Today's message you will appreciate. It is on hospitality. The guest is God, not an intruder. All Hindus have a heart and receive the guest as God. This is very important for us to remember, because guests come and guests go, and often guests come and never come back because of subtle inflections in the voice, because they were forgot to be served even a glass of water, which is traditional in Hindu culture. The guest is God, not an intruder. Someone is stepping up to you, drop your work. People are more important than paper. People are more important than gluing oneself to the computer. People are more important than anything else, because people are the workings out of your karma. Computers and other distractions perhaps are making new karmas, especially if you're into pornography. Naughty, naughty. Especially if you're into pornography, which is readily available right now on the internet and flowing through cyberspace. The internet has chakras from the bottom of the feet way above the top of the head. You can choose where you want to go and what realm in cyberspace or the astral that you want to be in. We advise people who are addicted to pornography that each time they fulfill that driving force of their addiction, right after, eat only fruit, yogurt, or milk for a 24-hour period, letting the instinctive body know that there are consequences. Pornography perhaps is an evil force, but in the freedom of today's world, it is there. You all have a choice. We all have a choice. And we must use that power of choice, not only to benefit ourselves, but benefit everyone around us. So let's conclude this about pornography and say that it's not fun for the whole family. It's not fun for the whole family. You do not leave the door open, I'm sure. Maybe the little catches upon it. Or if it's unlocked, you know just the key to push to blacken out your screen. Someone comes in, especially your young son. So you know it's wrong. You know that. And don't kid yourself. If you were to die watching pornography according to the laws of karma and reincarnation, you would be born as one of those lustful women or men. You would. Because in our next life is determined by the desires of this life and our last thoughts upon the moment of death. Well, back to a more cheerful subject. Put the computer to sleep and turn around and talk to a human being. You might share a little love. A computer is a loveless instrument. It doesn't return any love, though you might love to watch it. People now are getting kind of tired of surfing the web. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of time away from the family. In our spiritual fellowship, we have a Monday evening at home where all the family gets together, and if the family is away, they call in and talk to one another on the speakerphone. Share and trade energies. Try it. People are more important than paper. People are more important than computers. People are more important. Why? The guest is God. So, in cyberspace, I'll be seeing you in all our old familiar places, which is right here at the computer looking at you. It's the best we can do right now when I'm not traveling. We're exchanging love together, trading energies together through cyberspace, which is the astral plane on a certain inner miraculous level. Om Namah Shivaya, everyone. We'll get together again tomorrow. People are more important than paper. Today at Kwarinam is September 30th. Our Shungong Buddhist priest came with a group of his devotees from the neighboring temple to teach us the secret of pickling radishes in the monastery way with cultures that are over 100 years of age. We videoed it and hoping to put the video for you to see here on the internet of Kwarinam today. We just received our video camera, digital one, so keep looking. It'll soon be there. We had a wonderful meeting of our Vision Kauai group, consisting of community leaders, the mayor, head of council, and everyone who motivates this island onto the future And we decided that everyone on this island, in a unity, in diversity, coalition, is called Kauaians. This is a new thing for this Garden Island, to be a Kauaian. And we're printing big posters and pamphlets and bumper stickers. We are looking forward for a 20-year vision of the island of Kauai, which will go into the general plan update of the core council of this island, as well as we are asking every resident of the island to give his vision and what he wants to see in the next 20 years, a chance to hear his voice. Consensualocracy. We all agree on the mission of the island of Kauai, and we're moving ahead to a glorious future. We've been meeting for over a year and a half, and many changes have been taking place. The economy has improved. We're very grateful for the divine energies that come through this group that pray to the divine for inspiration, to know the direction of guiding the peoples of Kauai into the next millennium. Paramacharya Bodhinatha in India has attended a great parade and function of Sri 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 Balagangadhara Swami, a 4-mile parade, celebrating his 20th year of his mission in lifting up the peoples of his community, in establishing over 200 centers of stabilizing homes for the aged, homes for the blind, hospitals, training centers, and much, much more. Sri Sri Chichi Swami received our pilgrims and gave his words of wisdom. He's one of the great saints of India. I'd like to tell you today that you can be a saint also. It's not that difficult these days. You have to do a few miracles, of course, but you also have to be a very good and kindly person. One of the miracles that you can do is to change yourself. Only you can do that. All the saints of all the ages, of all the religions, of all the worlds can't change you. Only you can do that, and that is a miracle, if you can do that in this lifetime. And when you do, transform yourself, not by what you know intellectually, not by your emotional experiences as a adolescent changing into a mature person through sexual experiences, through educational learning, or through the unexpected. No, that is not changing. Changing you is lifting your consciousness, or, in other terms, transforming yourself by spiritual practices, regular spiritual practices, disciplined practices at the same time every day, relentlessly, never giving up, never letting down. It takes effort to be a great ballet dancer. It takes effort to be an opera star. It takes effort to hold a position in Hollywood year after year after year until you're playing adult parts of the 70-year and 80-year or 90-year-old person, having started at 14, 12, or even 6 years of age. That takes willpower. That takes commitment. That takes an energy that you can awaken within yourself. You can be famous. You can be a saint. This doesn't mean you have to run a spiritual organization. This doesn't mean you have to be on TV. This doesn't mean you have to be in the newspapers. This has to mean that you can make a difference in yourself by creating a miracle within you, by paying attention to yourself. Give yourself a break. Pay attention to others. You want them to change. You have mental arguments with others that are never ending and nobody wins, hoping that you will, but you don't. Give yourself a break. Change yourself by disciplining yourself physically, emotionally, mentally, and you'll become a saint. And the first miracle of becoming a saint is to transform yourself into saintliness. Give it a try. Today at Kwaninam, October 1st, a new month begins on the beautiful Garden Island of Kauai. Well, today is Jazz Day for Hinduism today. That means our jazz discs connected to our Macintosh computers have to be sent to the printer in the Midwestern state of America. That means this issue, the December issue of Hinduism Today, is completely finished, and it's a very vital issue. It celebrates our 50th anniversary of Saiva Sadhana Church and the 20th anniversary of Hinduism Today, a great accomplishment for all the Madhavasis, Swamis, Yogis, and Sadhaka who have worked so diligently for the past 20 years to unite all the Hindus of the world. What a vision, what a concept. And it is a manifestation, a reality. We did it. 1999 celebrates these two anniversaries. Saiva Sadhana Church families arrived on Kauai today. The Sendin family and the Desin family, Dandapani family, and we welcome them. We're going to have a big welcoming breakfast at one of the hotels. And at that breakfast, our guest of honor will be Chandra Shankara. She and her son will be joining Vijay in California. They're moving off the island for a very short time, and we hope they come back very, very soon. A big breakthrough in child abuse, corporal punishment, has happened. The European countries made a coalition to join together for important activities, and the European Court has, as of we understand today, outlawed child beating in homes, schools. This means that all countries in that coalition have to change their laws and enforce their laws. This happened because of a case of a young boy who was brutally beaten. He took his relative to court. It was his stepfather to court. The court threw out the case as being nonsense. Everybody gets beaten occasionally. And that's just the way we are. We treat everybody to beat everybody else, and the beat goes on right on down the line until you're a soldier, and then you finally get killed. That's how all the religious wars have created religious people to create the wars and disturb the planet. This didn't satisfy the boy. He took it to the European Court. The European Court of the Coalition of European Nations said, this is not right. Unaccepted discipline. And we have now a peaceful and a new generation will come up. A new age generation will come up in Europe, and we're very happy about that. The lesson of the day is on arranged marriages. Actually, today, we just set the date for two arranged marriages. One is for Rajkumar and Ananda, and another is for Jyoti, Param, and Deepa. And the wedding date set by astrology is November 6th. Both have known each other for several years, so it's no mystery to them, waiting for the blessings and the auspicious date. The astrology is good in both cases. The parents have been in communication. So today's lesson is arranged marriages. This totally goes against what people are doing in today's world. when arranged marriages stopped, girls had to advertise what they had. And the dresses got shorter and shorter and shorter. I remember 50, 60 years ago, it was a big thing in America when women showed their ankles. Then the dresses went up to the thighs. Everyone was talking about that, and you can imagine when they were just below the knees what they said. You can see how America's morality has changed, and everybody is copying our non-culture as the culture of the day. And we're going so fast, we do not have time to sit back, reflect, and think. Today, sit back, reflect, think about your life and where you're going to go in the future. We all need a plan. You need a plan for your life. You need a vision ahead of you. And the vision ahead of you should be a vision that is positive, helpful, necessary, will lead you into a good direction. You'll be a productive person, but you cannot just live without a future. Children live without a future. Children are totally dependent upon their parents for food, shelter, education. They do not think about the future, but you cannot be a child all your life. The future is created out of pranic matter. First we have the impulse, then we have the pulse of putting our ideas together, and then we have the creation. It's a mental creation, but we do see the picture of who we want to be, what we want to do, and how we want to do it, and what the results should be. And slowly the manifestation comes in earth consciousness. We all need a plan. At least 5 years ahead you can look. And then every year, add another year to that five-year plan. This is essential for positive living. This is essential for spiritual unfoldment. And this is most essential for planning ahead for your next life. Be it a good birth or a bummer. Well, I'll be seeing you tomorrow in cyberspace, in all of our familiar places that our heart of ours embraces. I'll be seeing you, and you'll be seeing me at Darshan time. Adios. Ciao, ciao. Auf Wiedersehen. Om, om. Today at Kwarinam, October 2nd, was a wonderful day at our Bangalore temple site, where we're carving the Iravan temple completely out of stone in the old traditional way. It was a very sacred day when the Silpis, these are stone carvers, and that is their traditional name of their jati, blessed their tools. Thousands and thousands of chisels, each lasting 3 or 4 minutes, and then it has to be sharpened again. In the ancient way, on a fire. We are reviving the art of the traditional stone carvers of India. And actually, it is a training school for young aspirants to come forward and learn first how to chip a stone, and in later years, how to carve a flower, and then a deity, and then a face. It's a really wonderful place. And if you were ever in Bangalore, visit. Jiva Rajashankar and his wife Kamani, his son Sintalani Bond, and Duray Singham are all there 100% with all of the Silpi carvers, over 75 now. Many have been with us for 7 years, working consistently, a puja every morning, meditation in the evening. It's a venerable ashram. We're so happy with what you're doing. And we're talking right to you, Jiva and Kamani. Right to you. The celebration included a magic show and a long, 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 long applause for Jiva and Kamani as to the wonderful work that they are doing and the kindness that they're showing, the workers, and we had the first plan in India for a retirement program. And of course, we take care of all the nominal hospital needs and much of the food. We want to tell you, group of Silpies, that we are so proud of what you're doing. We're talking to you through cyberspace, from Kwa'adinam to the Bangalore Gallery, where you are gathered around our very small computer there, and we hope someone will donate a bigger one. That's a request. But we're all beggars here, begging to complete this magnificent project of the Iravan Temple, a wish-fulfilling Shivalingam is within it, and everybody is blessed. Nobody is denied a blessing. Have you ever felt that you needed to say, I'm sorry? Have you ever felt that you needed to say, I'm sorry? Have you ever felt that you really needed to say, I'm sorry? And were too proud to say, I'm sorry? And we're too bashful to say, I'm sorry. And we're too resentful to say, I'm sorry. Yet you knew you had to say, I'm sorry. And you said it mentally, but you never let anybody know. Well, you were all bottled up on the inside. Your soul was saying, say I'm sorry. Settle the matter. You knew you were wrong. Humble yourself. Humility is the great quality of the soul. Humility is a strength of the soul. Humility is really a siddhi, a power. Or Hindu scriptures say that the wheat and the rice stand tall, but as the grains develop on the top, the head bows down. It hangs its head because it's so heavy with nutritious grains. So do the wise bow their head, so heavy with the knowledge of the Sanatana Dharma. What I want you to do today, if you have been coming to the Arinam, our ashram, at least three times, through cyberspace, I want you to go to someone and say, I am sorry. I made a mistake. I hurt your feelings. And I really love you and I didn't mean to do it. Speak to them. Speak to their soul. Not to their body, not to their mind, not to their emotions. Speak to their soul. As your soul is speaking to their soul, you both move forward in your karma so fast. Say, I'm sorry. Don't be too proud. Don't be too shy. Don't ignore those inner feelings of your soul. The still small voice within you knows what's right. That still small voice, make it loud. Listen to it. It is your soul talking to your intellect, trying to remold your ignorance. Well, I'll be seeing you tomorrow in our familiar place, looking at our computer screen, PC or Macintosh. And we'll be together. And we like it this way. But this is the sadhana of today. And if you don't fulfill it, I'll be sorry. And you don't make me unhappy, do you? So let your soul shine forth. Make a big advancement in your life. And once you break through the hard crust of the ego, once you break through the shyness of the ego, because shyness is only an excuse, you'll be able to allow your soul to guide your life, and that is called spiritual living.